Now, all that we read so far, the description of the divine vision, so beautifully poetic, I would like to present to you equally poetic translation done by Sri Aurobindo, and I'll read out to you so that we can repeat, as it were, this great vision. The Supreme Form is then made visible. It is that of the Infinite Godhead, whose faces are everywhere, and in whom are all the wonders of existence, who multiplies unendingly all the many marvelous revelations of His being, a worldwide divinity, seeing with innumerable eyes, speaking from innumerable mouths, armed for battle with numberless divine uplifted weapons, glorious with divine ornaments of beauty, robed in heavenly raiment of deity, lovely with garlands of divine flowers, fragrant with divine perfumes. Such is the light of this body of God, as if a thousand suns had arisen at once in heaven. The whole world, multitudinously divided and yet unified, is visible in the body of the God of Gods. Arjuna sees Him, God magnificent and beautiful and terrible. The Lord of souls, who has manifested in the glory and greatness of His Spirit this wild and monstrous and orderly and wonderful and sweet and terrible world, and overcome with marvel and joy and fear, He bows down and adores with words of awe and with clasped hands the tremendous vision. I see, He cries, all the gods in Thy body, O God, and different companies of beings, Brahma, the creating Lord, seated in the lotus, and the rishis, and the rays of the divine serpents. I see numberless arms and bellies and eyes and faces. I see Thy infinite forms on every side, but I see not Thy end, nor Thy middle, nor Thy beginning. O Lord of the universe, O form universal, I see Thee crowned, and with Thy mace and Thy discus. Hard to discern, because Thou art a luminous mass of energy on all sides of me, an encompassing blaze, a sun-bright, fire-bright, immeasurable. Thou art the supreme immutable, whom we have to know. Thou art the high foundation and abode of the universe. Thou art the imperishable guardian of the eternal laws. Thou art the sempiternal soul of existence. But in the greatness of this vision, there is too the terrific image of the destroyer. This immeasurable, without end or middle or beginning, is He in whom all things begin and exist and end. This Godhead who embraces the worlds with His numberless arms and destroys with His million hands, whose eyes are suns and moons, has a face of blazing fire and is ever burning up the whole universe with the flame of His energy. The form of Him is fierce and marvelous, and alone it fills all the regions and occupies the whole space between earth and heaven. The companies of the gods enter it, afraid, adoring. The rishis and the siddhas crying, may there be peace and weal, praise it with many praises. The eyes of gods and titans and giants are fixed on it in amazement.